Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The war of words and actions over trade and tariffs with China has Wall Street rattled and many of us jittery about our investments and 401k plans.
We have to go after China.
What we saw yesterday, what led to yesterday's fall, was the steepness of the retaliation by the Chinese.
On bad news, it goes down. On good news, it goes up.
I'm preparing for the worst.
As a lot of folks are, it seems. I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. U.S. officials have listed $300 billion more of Chinese goods for potential tariff hikes. Beijing vowing Tuesday to fight to the finish in the escalating trade battle with Washington that is fueling fears about damage to global economic growth. The U.S. Trade Representative's office said the list is a step toward implementing President Donald Trump's threat to extend punitive duties to all Chinese imports. It followed Beijing's announcement of tariff hikes on $60 billion of U.S. imports. Terry Moran covering it all and giving us the 411 on the tariff tit for tat.
Just hours after China fired a new shot in the trade wars, President Trump boasted that in this escalating conflict, the U.S. is winning.
If you look at what we've done thus far with China, we've never taken in 10 cents until I got elected. Now we're taking in billions and billions.
The president keeps saying this, that China is paying the U.S. billions of dollars in tariffs. But fact check, that's not true. China's not paying a dime to the U.S. Importers, American firms pay the tariffs, and they usually pass on those costs to American consumers. Trump's own chief economic advisor contradicting him this weekend.
U.S. businesses and U.S. consumers who pay, correct?
Yes, to some extent. I don't disagree with that. Again, both sides will suffer on this.
For U.S. consumers, that means higher prices. According to one pro-trade group, the trade war could cost the average family of four in the U.S. an extra $767 per year. And for many farmers, China's retaliatory tariffs today are devastating.
Now I'm preparing for the worst.
John Kiefner farms soybeans in Illinois. China bought 60% of U.S. soybean exports before the trade war started. John says those days are gone.
A lot of farmers are going to have to come up with alternative sources of income. I'm going to start growing a lot of hay.
Terry, President Trump is now threatening to slap tariffs on all Chinese imports.
That's right, David. And the administration is already taking the first steps in that process. They're going to release a list of the roughly $325 billion worth of Chinese products that haven't been tariffed, preparing them for those new tariffs. President Trump also announcing that he will plan a $15 billion bailout for farmers. That's on top of last year's $12 billion bailout. Both of these signs that this trade war is nowhere near over.
China's taken huge advantage of us.
In Buffalo Monday, Senator Chuck Schumer actually in rare partial agreement with President Trump on this one, saying we need to go after China.
There are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of jobs from Western New York that over the last 20 years have been taken from us. So being tough with China is good. Where the president went too far is he went after every country, Canada, Europe, Mexico, direct all energies at China and we'll beat them. And that's my advice to him.
Do you think the market will self-correct? It's down almost 1,000, down almost 600.
Well, you know, the market I can't predict the market. I don't own any stocks, but it just goes up. The last few days or any case, it goes down, then it goes back up. They go on bad news, it goes down. On good news, it goes up. Yeah, well, I'll have to check on those statistics. But, you know, what's happened there, as I said, I don't think it's China's that are adding that much. I think it's all of the tariffs. And the tariffs on Mexico, Canada, Europe, I think were wrongly done. We should get all the countries of the world to go after China, which has been the real culprit in stealing our jobs, stealing our money. Let's see how it plays out. Okay, if we let China, it's a lose-lose. And if we let China keep taking advantage of us, we'll lose more wealth, more money, and more jobs than if we successfully go after them.
Do you still agree with the president's stance on it?
No. Well, I don't agree on Canada. I don't agree on Mexico. I don't agree on Europe. And if he took those away, we'd have more success and bring China to a close more quickly. But going after China, I think we've let China get away with murder, both Bush and Obama, Democrat, Republican. So we got to go after them. Now, is he doing it in the smartest way possible? Maybe not. But we have to go after China.
Many of us watched those red numbers on our phones and screens Monday, the Dow and markets in the dumper. A rebound of sorts is expected, but it's all disconcerting.
So stocks down on the Dow about 2.4%, about down almost 5% since the beginning of the year.
Ed Hutton heads up the Financial Markets Laboratory at Niagara University and speaks with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski on it all.
What the market really doesn't like is uncertainty. And there are a lot of things that are leading to the markets to worry about uncertainty. So whether or not we are going into a trade war is probably the biggest problem right now. And what we saw yesterday, what led to yesterday's fall, was the steepness of the retaliation by the Chinese. They came right back and said, we're going to put more tariffs on you. And there was the U.S. response was, well, we're going to put even more tariffs on your goods. And it's hard to know exactly where that ends and what the effect is going to be on the economy. But it's very significant, and it's going to have a significant drag on the economy if it doesn't get resolved really soon.
Ed, you know, the tariffs seem like a lose-lose. What's the benefit of the tariffs?
Well, what the benefit is that pretty much everyone agrees that China has been doing some unfair trade practices. They make it very difficult for companies in the United States to be able to sell goods into China without having to give up a lot of protections on their intellectual property. And as a result, it's been considered very, very unfair that the Chinese can freely sell their goods in the United States, but then for a United States company to sell in China, they've basically got to give up all of their trade secrets and proprietary technology. And if this trade war results in that being worked out where it's more fair, I think people will say it was probably worth it.
When you look at tariffs, though, in general, is that more of a short-term or a long-term solution? How long will we be saying that word in particular?
Well, it's something that really acts. It's a tax when you get right down to it. It's the imposition of tax. There's been a lot of back and forth on who really pays that tax. President Trump would like us to believe that China is paying that tax. I think if you talk to just about every economist, they'll say that really who's paying the tax is the United States consumer. And like any tax, when you impose large amounts of tax on people, they'll cut back on their economic activity. And that's what the markets are worried about.
How soon do you think we'll start noticing these tariffs here as consumers on products that we're buying?
I started seeing it. I looked last night. I could start to see on certain products that are going to be subject to the new round of tariffs. Companies are already starting to raise prices right now in anticipation of having those higher prices that they're going to have to pay when they import those goods. So I think we're going to see it a lot quicker than people realize.
Generally, when you're talking about tariffs, you know, the end result is hoping that more companies make things here in the U.S. I mean, are companies, though, more likely to just kind of ride this out, maybe raise their own prices instead of put in that big investment and, you know, for the long haul, build, say, a new factory here in the U.S. and hire American workers when they maybe know that this isn't going to be a permanent thing?
Yeah, that's really going to be it. How long will it take for changes to be able to be made? These supply chains that these big companies, if you take a look at an Apple iPhone, it's not just where it's manufactured, but it's supply chain. And that supply chain, there might be parts that come from all over the world. And you would have to be able to build very, very sophisticated factories and train people to be able to manufacture those. And being the time that would take to disrupt those supply chains could be not just months, but it could be years for that to change. And in the meantime, all of that economic disruption could make it really difficult for economies like the United States that really rely on this network of global suppliers.
We'll see how Wall Street reacts to all the reaction, if that makes any sense.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.